This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Britain and the United States are condemning what they said were a litany of malicious cyber attacks orchestrated by Russian military intelligence. At a news conference, Assistant Attorney General John Demers says the alleged Russian military hackers released a computer worm that shut down systems and endangered innocent people from Ukraine to Pennsylvania.
Conspirators designed the malware to spread with devastating and indiscriminate alacrity, bringing down entire networks in seconds and searching for remote computer connections through which to attack additional innocent victims, all without hope of recovery or repair.
Britain and the U.S. said on Monday the hackers were involved in other attacks, such as the hack of the 2018 Winter Olympics opening ceremony in South Korea. Meanwhile, Japan's chief government spokesman reacted Tuesday, saying the malicious cyber attacks cannot be overlooked and the country will proceed with an anti-cyber attack measures to make sure the Tokyo Olympics succeed. The games were originally set for this year but postponed due to the coronavirus pandemic. The last U.S.-Russia strategic nuclear arms control pact now appears on track to win a one-year extension as Washington on Tuesday welcomed a proposal by Moscow for such an extension if both sides freeze all nuclear warhead deployments for that period. The apparent breakthrough coming after months of difficult talks and 2 weeks before the U.S. presidential election appeared to narrow the gap between the sides over the fate of the 2010 New START agreement, which is due to expire in February. The demise of the treaty would lift all remaining restraints on deployments of strategic nuclear warheads and the missiles and bombers that carry them, fueling a possibly a post-Cold War arms race. This is VOA.